welcome to this edition of On the Agenda podcast for Associated School Boards of South Dakota. I'm Heath Larson, Executive Director at ASBSD, and joining me today as Director of Communications for Associated School Boards, Tyler Pickner. Welcome, Tyler. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me, Heath.
All right, today we're going to focus on legislation, and we're also going to talk a little bit about everything kind of rolling into that with some revenue updates. But first, before we get started, wanted to just make mention that School Board Recognition Week is this week, and want to thank all of our board members out there. So the week of February 16th through the 20th is a time to celebrate and thank our board members. So wanted to give a shout out to all of our school board members out there. And as we get into this, want to talk a little bit about an update from the governor as revenue projections for FY27 were adopted, with about $30 million more than what Governor Roden proposed in the December budget address. So that was a 0% recommended increase back in December for this year for schools and actually the big three. However, Governor Roden did say that he'd pursue a 1% increase in state aid. So certainly supportive of that, and you know, thankful they could find a little meat on the bone. And we have to remember there's a 12.5% increase in the general fund reserve as well that was proposed. So there's another, you know, potential about $62 million from a funding perspective in reserve that would be increased. So what are your thoughts there, Tyler, on what you're seeing with the revenue information?
Well, good news out of that front that they've got 30 million more than they thought they had in December. And as you noted, you know, the budget reserve was proposed to be set at 12.5% level. State law says that it has to be at 10% at least. So depending on what the appropriators and the legislators do there, there could be some even more extra money on it. But right now we know that the governor is going to look to propose 1%. That would go through most likely in House Bill 1051, which is the state aid bill. We'll just have to wait and see how this plays out in the coming weeks.
Absolutely. And one of the things we're working towards that is we watch Bill Tracker. And for all of our members out there and anyone interested, you can follow Bill Tracker. We're watching 108 pieces of legislation currently on Bill Tracker here at ASBSD. So a lot of legislation, a lot of things we're keeping an eye on. 74 pieces of that are still alive in the process. 24 of those bills have been killed, defeated. Three are on the governor's desk, and we do have several commemorations as well. We're supporting this year 18 bills that we had. Last year we only had eight, so it was
It's an
nice to get
improvement.
a little bit more support options this year for that. Certainly, they're not. Some of those have not gone through or have been withdrawn. But we like the 18 support anyway for public education in South Dakota. We're opposing 35 bills this year, and we had 44 last year, so a few less to oppose as well. So a good kind of meet there, but
Yeah, we're
nonetheless.
tracking in the right direction this year.
Absolutely. So just to everybody, keep your eye on Bill Tracker. You can follow along closely there. We do the best we can to keep everything updated so all of our members and folks can follow along with legislature. Well, let's get into Tyler, some of the specific bills. We're going to go back and forth here on a couple different ones. And why don't you start off and tell us a little bit about House Bill 1285.
House Bill 1285 is another election bill. Obviously, last year we saw House Bill 1130 go through. You know, it changed the elections dates and processes pretty extensively. And now this one proposes to do so again. This one would make it so that your all school board elections have to be held in odd numbered years. And then it would also force school boards to change your terms to either 2 or 4 year terms. We are opposed to this bill for the obvious reasons that we want you to keep your local control. And we want to, you know, at least let the election process play out as it is now for a little while before we start making further changes. This one will be up in House State Affairs on next Wednesday, February 18th. So we'll see what happens from there.
Sounds good. Another House bill we're going to want to talk about a little bit is 1313 that required education in prenatal human growth and development for our schools. The reason we're opposed, ASBSD is opposed to this, just simply on the fact that it's impeding on the South Dakota Board of Ed standards. They set the standards in the state of South Dakota from a standards perspective, and then it does dictate and gets into the curriculum that local school districts get to decide from a local school board authority perspective, gathering the experts locally as far as what curriculum to utilize. It also specifically had a 3-minute minimum of a video to utilize, and that's an overreach in our estimation with House Bill 1313. So certainly we oppose that bill. That did pass the House and will head over to the Senate here, and will either go to Senate Education or Senate Health, yet to be determined. So we are opposed to 1313, and just want our members aware of that it does impede on your local school authority.
Yeah, we'll see what happens with that one as it moves forward. We'll take a look now at House Bill 1323. This one is another oppose on ASBSD size because it expands the petition deadline submission from 20 days to 40 days on all referable decisions. So whether you're doing an opt-out or your school start, it's going to expand how long those petitions can be circulated from 20 to 40 days. This one will also be in House State Affairs next Wednesday. So we'll have to wait and see where that one goes. But obviously, we think the petition process, the referral and petition process right now works. We've seen it for a number of years work this way. And now we're seeing as these bills come in that they're trying to make it so that they've got what they want to say is more flexibility, but what we say is a fix to a problem that we don't have right now.
Absolutely. Senate Bill 183, as we transition there, the main part of Senate Bill 183 is back into requiring districts to post notice in the newspaper and on their district website. In addition to that, is to notify voters from a school opt-out perspective via mail, via mail to their property owners or electronic transmission, which we're assuming that to be, or looking at that as being an email opportunity. We're opposed to this bill as well. We opposed this bill the other day. This did pass Senate taxation and will be on the Senate floor on Tuesday the 17th. Again, it just more requirements, and we're all about transparency, and we believe that our local school boards and in current statute, we've been transparent. We are transparent. This just looks to enhance that opportunity with the opt-out scenario. But we are opposed to the bill. Certainly, we can probably work with some of the posting requirements in the newspaper and on the website. We think it's a little bit of a stretch, and from a burden perspective to the local school district, from a mailing to every property owner in the district. And email options are just not feasible because some don't have emails. It would be literally impossible to track down emails for everyone. So that's kind of how it's looking with 183. And again, it's going to the Senate floor on Tuesday.
Another one coming up on the Senate floor on Tuesday is Senate Bill 190. This bill, is pretty extensive circumventing of your school district's local control. This one has dictating on policies, on practices. It deals with a lot of parents, and we believe that right now school districts and parents have good relationships for the most part. There are little sparks here and there, but this one will take a lot of the local control out of the school district's hands on what you can and can't do. ASBSD is obviously opposed to this. The good news is it had a vote on Thursday where it only received 17 votes to pass it over to the House, which it needs 18 to get across. So it did not, it failed. However, there was intent to reconsider. So it will be reconsidered again on Tuesday. And it's obviously just one short. If it gets that 18th vote, it will head across. So we are going to be sending out a LAN alert to you. So if you're a LAN member, please look for that and get the points that we put within the LAN alert to your local legislators, asking them not to reconsider it and just let the bill go away.
And to your point there, where you mentioned the LAN alert, just want to remind all of our members and folks out there, the Legislative Action Network scenario, when we submit those to you, it's an opportunity to connect, and we'll give you some ideas and talking points on how to address and visit with your local representatives when it comes to that. But a LAN alert is sent out simply because we see a bill gaining some traction, and we just want to get you engaged with the local legislators on that if something has some wheels and is kind of getting a little momentum. So be looking for a LAN alert on Senate Bill 190. I want to make mention of Senate Bill 195. This makes the sales tax rate permanent at 4.2. If you remember, a few years ago, it was at 4.5. went down to 4.2, and it is set to return to 4.5% in July of 2027. If it's, if it lasts, I mean, basically it leaves about $110 million off the table when it comes to funding education or being available for funding for education. So when those ta sales tax collections are reduced, that drastically impacts what our potential revenue in our state can be. And as I've reminded people significantly this year, is Tax Foundation in 2026 has South Dakota number two in the entire country from an overall tax competitiveness scenario. So we have a very strong competitive tax scenario in our state. Number one is Wyoming, we're number two. And at the end of the day, this is money that would drastically help the big three and certainly state aid to education.
That's another one that's on the agenda for Tuesday. So quite the agenda on the House, on the Senate floor for Tuesday.
Busy Senate floor on Tuesday for us in education. All right, let's talk a little bit too up about Senate Bill 198. That's the bell-to-bell mandate with no cell phones. So it's the cell phone ban, so to speak. This was presented, and we opposed the bill. Simply, we believe that these decisions are best left up to their local school. Not that we're promoting or demoting cell phones or anything like that. We know there are challenges, but we know our schools are addressing cell phones. They're addressing those situations in their local schools. Simply put, we believe it's best left up to the local school district and their local people, with government closest to its people, to make decisions like this. So we're opposed to Senate Bill 198. That'll also be looks like on the floor of the Senate coming up as well.
So one that hasn't reached the floor yet, but is going to be in Senate Ed on Tuesday, is Senate Bill 218. This is the charter school system bill. This would essentially say that a nonprofit organization can come and either propose to a local board or to the Department of Education the establishment of the charter schools. There's a kind of a vague criteria that they need to meet. If they meet that, neither the Department of Education nor the local school district can deny them their application to begin the charter school. This obviously would then turn into a local school board would have a second school board that would manage the charter school within the system. So oddly, you'd have two school boards in the same district, one running the public and one running the charter. This would be a transfer of your state aid would be run into this charter school as well as the special education funding. So ASBSD is opposed to this for obvious reasons. We want if nothing else, we want the state aid, the monies to stay within the public school district. Again, this is another one that it's going to be heard in Senate Education on Tuesday. This is potential to get legs. So land members, again, be on the lookout. We might be sending a land alert on this one as well.
Yeah, we're certainly opposed to the charter school bill, and we'll certainly work hard with that. And we'll need our membership engaged, is my hunch on the charter school bill. So thanks for the update on Senate Bill 218, and certainly something for everyone to keep an eye on. Let's transition to Senate Bill 223. It's another opt-out bill. We've seen a variety of opt-out bills or different ideas as far as with the opt-outs this year. This one would specifically make a reduction in signatures that would be required to be collected prior to taking the opt-out or challenging and taking that opt-out vote to a petition that gets an election of the local people. So a significant reduction in signatures also extends the timeline out from the 20 days to an extended timeline to gather those petition signatures. We're opposed to the bill. It'll be on the floor of the Senate as well on Tuesday, and we'll be in land alert coming on Senate Bill 223, as well as ASBSD does oppose Senate Bill 223. Next up, and we're kind of winding down here, so thanks everybody for hanging with us. We wanted to make sure to give you a thorough yet kind of a scan of the horizon as it currently sits with legislation. There are several vehicle bills that are also out there. Basically, a vehicle bill doesn't have any real teeth in the language. They just can be used as vessels and opportunities for new proposals or ones that, have been defeated before. Looks like there's about 12 vehicle bills currently in the system. So we want to keep an eye on those, because you can utilize a vehicle bill in multiple ways. So we want to keep an eye on those vehicle bills as well. So with that, we're coming to the end here. Again, we want to celebrate School Board Recognition Week this week and thank all of our board members for all of their work. I want to thank you, Tyler, for joining us this week, and our great team here at ASBSD for all the work they're doing. So have a great
Thanks for
weekend,
having me.
everybody, and have a great weekend.